Good morning, Melissa.
And this new one is called Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, but a similar theme, humans and very intelligent apes.
Right. Well, I'm very excited about it. I especially enjoyed the reboot they had a couple of years back, which is Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And so I'm interested to see where they'll be going here. It's interesting to note, though, that there's actually a fair amount of controversy kind of historically about the film, especially because there's an entire franchise, right? So you have Planet of the Apes and then a series of films that followed after it. And it takes place right during the heights of the civil rights movement. And so when we look at these films, we're trying to figure out kind of, well, what are they about? Might I say something of interest? Well, there's a couple of ways that become obvious. And the most obvious is the tendency to go, oh, well, this is a film against racism. Of mm-hmm. course it's against racism, right? Because you have these people, in this case, the humans, who are unfairly imprisoned and treated as inferior just because they're humans. And they kind of have to overthrow these evil ape overlords. And there you go. And kind of, can't we all get along? Obviously, the director was against racism. And this should be one of these Hallmark films that takes these steps to help make the social changes. But
there's always a but.
Yeah, so especially from a philosophical perspective, there was a lot of kind of negative feedback about that. There's still theorists today who think that the Planet of the Apes films are actually very racist.
Because?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, listening earlier on the show, right, you know, so we're talking about this crisis that we have on the border. Right. And one of the callers called in and said, well, isn't it obvious, right, that the Republicans are racist and this is why all of this is happening? And our tendency, of course, to go, well, I mean, we can't make a blatant statement like that. That's really unfair to them. And well, it's what's interesting, though, is racism is more than just, well, there's a couple of people who decide that they really dislike these other people and then they're going to say something about it. Racism is, of course, this like deep psychological social construct. It affects everything we do in the way we think, from the fact that for a long time, the flesh-colored crayons in Crayola boxes were kind of a pinkish beige, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, wait, do black people not have flesh-colored flesh? And mm-hmm. still today, like nude pantyhose are beige. Like, so what's this say? And so, well, if you look at the Planet of the Apes films, you go, well, wait a minute. If this is a metaphor for racism, well, doesn't this make the black people apes in some sense? In other words, there's this worry that what is happening is you have this society of black people who are flourishing and doing well, and you have this white man who's able to, in kind of one fell swoop, first of all, he has enough power to topple their whole society, right?
You're talking about the original film.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what some serious theorists were saying was, well, wait, this is really about white people's fear of what happens if blacks come to power, right? In other words, this kind of fear of a Malcolm X black power movement, and that, oh, see what happens if we give blacks equality, all of a sudden they're going to enslave all the white people, and then we're going to need some sort of white Heston messiah to come save us from this terrible tyranny.
Tapping deep into our subconscious. Well, as the new one comes out, is the reminder that we're really never far away from one group oppressing and tyrannizing another group.
Well, I think the thing that's really kind of revealed by this is, on the other hand, the realization becomes, well, wait a minute. Part of what's so offensive is the possible comparison of a group of people to apes. And we just slide right past that. That's like no problem for us. But we have to remember that whenever there's a marginalized group, whenever there's an oppressed group, we use the terms for that group. We also use them as insults. So women, to call someone a woman is still today used as an insult. And we don't think about the fact, well, wait a minute, to call someone an animal, to call someone an ape is an insult. And so maybe these films are at least starting to move in the direction of making us think about the oppression of animals and the treatment of animals. And we don't even kind of think about it. We go, well, you can't be racist against an animal, right? Because they're just animals.